Yeah.
Really bad, dude.
Yeah, I'm
Especially when they're
afraid,
smart.
Elle.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
afraid. Well, yes, it sounds like you have a smart daughter, and it sounds like Xander's on his way to also
Yeah.
being smart enough to terrorize you. But
It
what
was
is happening
close.
in your household right now?
Yeah. So my 3-year-old, so she draws a picture of the continents, right? And she's proud of it. She draws it at school. She brings it home. We hang it on the wall. She, you know, and Omar's proud, and Omar's like, he's like, look at you, baby. Like, you know the continents. No, daddy, it's continents. He was like, that's what I said, continents. No, daddy, continents.
Oh,
I was like, wow,
continents
daddy.
and
She's basically like,
condiments
you're
are three
dumb.
very different
Yes.
things.
Right? She's like,
Well,
you're
so
dumb.
incontinence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's continents, there's condiments, there's continents. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm
She's
with
like, you're
Omar.
country and you're stupid. You're dumb.
Oh.
That's what I took away from it. You're an idiot. You don't know how to say continents.
Man. Eva's telling you all about Pangea, how there used to be just one continent and then it all broke apart.
I
I'm afraid.
Australia doesn't deserve to be its own continent. That just doesn't seem right.
Really?
We need
Yeah.
to reevaluate this. Like, it can't just be like
What would you make it a
draft
part of?
Australia into
Asia?
Asia?
Yeah,
Right.
Australia
I mean,
should
look,
be
there's a, guys, there's a
drafted by
lot
the
going
Asian
on in Asia.
delegates.
It's already very confusing, you know, like South Asia, right? And also like Southeast Asia, let alone East. You know, we have enough. I kind of feel like Asia's kind of full up. Apologies. Europe, maybe?
Throw them
Europe
in
can do the
with
thing.
Antarctica. They're already down
Oh,
there.
okay.
Ooh,
Oh,
right?
okay.
You know what I mean?
Continental realignment. We'll get to our committees on this. I like that. Antarctica's got space. Oh, hello. Welcome to Debatable. It's a live fake television show where we debate nothing. This here is David Jacoby, father of three.
Yes.
And this here, this here is me, father of one. But this year, Elle Duncan, mother of the aforementioned precocious Eva, and also Xander, mother of two.
Yes.
Alabaster, what do you want us to do today?
We're going to get started with some spicy Thursday night football. Big Ben and Kirk Cousins. And so we got to ask
God.
you, who would make for a friskier playoff team, the Steelers or Vikings?
It's
Can
so
we just
creepy
talk
how you're
about,
saying it. Like, why are you saying it
yes.
like that,
Can we talk
Charlie?
about how Kravitz
Alabaster
is
needs to
trying to
stop.
sell this to us so
Yeah. Come on,
thirstily?
Alabaster.
Yeah, just
Can we
because you say
also
it with enthusiasm doesn't make
Yeah.
anyone want to watch it.
Can I try again? With
Yeah.
Yep,
the
please.
accurate intonation?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, guys, who would make for a friskier playoff team, the Vikings or Steelers?
The journalistic objectivity that we require on this fake television show. I also want to point out the word friskier is itself kind of
Frisky,
an embedded
yeah.
insult,
I,
right?
frisky
Like,
gets
what
used in
is
the sports
frisky?
media landscape way
All
more
the
than it deserves to.
time.
Yeah.
Way more than it
Yes.
deserves to.
Yeah.
Frisky means something very different outside the sports world than inside the sports world.
I totally
Frisky
agree.
outside the sports world, L, basically refers to like, oh man, that elderly woman who just cursed at me, she's
Right.
frisky. Like,
Yeah,
that's what I think
exactly.
of.
Yeah, a little person who you would not expect to act or conduct themselves in a certain way, you
Yeah.
describe as frisky, right? Also
Or
known
like
as
a
pesky.
server that puts her arm on your shoulder for a little too long or something. This is
Yeah.
frisky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carla,
See,
sweet spot.
I would say in that situation, Jacoby, she's being fresh, right? I'd be like, oh, she's a
No,
little
yes.
fresh,
Yes,
right?
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fresher football team in the playoffs with the Steelers or the Vikings? I'm going to answer this stupid question. The
Thank you.
Vikings just lost to the Lions. They lost to the Lions in a National Football League football contest, and they let Jared Goff march down the field. They're in this weird prevent defense where they just let them score. It was the weirdest thing I'd seen in a
That's
long
right.
time. And then the other team is the Steelers, who just beat Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. So I'm going with the Steelers, even though Big Ben is like as
Yeah.
mobile as like you know this chair I'm sitting in.
Yeah, I guess when I think of like, you know, the old person I just referred to, like maybe that is Ben Roethlisberger. Like, wow, this old person really does like move around better than I realized. And
Not
for that
frisky.
reason, maybe the answer is the Steelers. But I can't stop thinking about how much Mike Zimmer, an actual old person, head coach of the Vikings, like kind of hates his life right now. L, like the idea that the Vikings may go on a run here and make the playoffs out of, by the way, there are seven teams in the NFC all fighting for two spots. I don't think the Vikings are going to be one of those two teams. And I also think that if they're not going to be one of those two teams, like Kirk Cousins, Mike Zimmer, the GM, Rick Spielman, like all of them may be out of a job. So the idea that they're going to frisk their way to surprising us, yeah, I guess by definition, then it would be the Steelers in this thought exercise.
So, okay, speaking of thought exercises, like full disclosure, and I think we can all be honest here with our friends here at Debatable, this just stays between us. But when you work in sports, right, and you have to pay attention, at least me, you have to pay attention to a lot of sports, you tend to sort of just like, depending on the league, sort of forget that a team exists a little bit. And for me, every year that team is the Vikings.
We all have one.
It's the Vikings. I'll be like, oh yeah, they are a team. And that's not an indictment on the Vikings. Like, I don't want Minnesota fans to be mad. It's more about the fact that like we tend to obsess over really, really good teams and really, really crappy teams because we're petty. And they're just always one of those sort of like teams
mediocre
that remain in purgatory. It's like you look at Kirk Cousins as a fantasy guy, Dalvin Cook is a fantasy guy, and they do the numbers. And right now, Kirk Cousins is having the best season of his career, and yet no one cares, right? Mm-hmm. It's like if they were better outside of 4 minutes out of every game. I mean, they're terrible in the 2 minute offense. I can't believe I know any of this. This is the SportsCenter side. Apart from that, they might be record wise up there with the Patriots, if not for the fact that they just spit the bit when it comes to the final 2 minutes of each. So many they blow. But I'll say this, just to answer that question, still, they've got Justin Jefferson. Like, still, they've got Dalvin Cook. They've got some weapons
Thielen
on offense. I would rather watch that, even though I forget the Vikings exist. I would rather watch that than watch whatever the Steelers offense is doing. I'm sorry. It's bad. It's like, you know, watching the Steelers offense is like watching my three-year-old pretend like she knows math. No, you don't. And I get it starts out cute at first. It's like adorable. And then after a while, it's like, what are we doing here? This is boring and awful. We know where this is going to end, and you don't know what you're doing. And that's sort of what it feels like when I watch the Steelers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
Jacoby, did you know what True Media is? Hold on.
No,
Alabama, keep
great
that card
name.
Down.
I was reading that. I was like, great name. True Media. It just screams like I trust your journalism. It's true.
That's right.
Media.
It's true.
It's just like, oh, yeah. Sure. And first, worst end of half defense in the last 21 years. There are no qualifiers
true
on that. When is the end of half?
True.
I have no idea what that stat is. But oh, it's
right.
Oh, True Media said
yeah
it. So yeah, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the two chains
true
of media outlets.
True.
So I'm going to look at this card and assess whether it's worth telling you about.
Jesus, that's a lot of numbers.
The game of the game, 29th and
30.
Okay, we're talking about the 29th and 30 minutes, okay? Give up 6 points a game. That's okay. Basically, that card says the Vikings are terrible. That's what I took away
from the final 2 minutes of each half, which is exactly what I said. Thank you, Charlie.
But L kind of
– very good.
I'm kind of swung that the friskier team might be the Vikings. Jefferson, Cook,
right?
When healthy, Thielen – Cousins has 3 interceptions this year. Is that even right? Every time I'm on this show, I'm like,
yeah,
some of these facts, is that from True Media? Did True Media check that? Does he have three interceptions this season?
No, it's three
lie
interceptions.
I do not believe that.
Yeah, no, it's three interceptions, all of which are timed terribly. Like, they're on national
yes
television games.
Yes.
They're at the end of games,
games
also. It's just, I'm
Pick
sorry.
Six is
Kirk
where he
Cousins
tries to make a tackle and embarrasses himself.
Correct.
Exactly.
So yeah, are the Steelers friskier? I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, guys, there was a headline like this past week that basically was Ben Roethlisberger admits he's not going to play quarterback in the NFL next year.
No, hold on.
Just for Steve. No, just in
that
Pittsburgh. Exactly,
yes,
Jacoby.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait.
Everybody missed this.
Wait,
no,
what?
He said,
I did miss this. So what happened?
I will play on the Steelers next
Steelers
year.
Steelers, exactly.
Like,
oh,
what do you think
Lord
the market
exactly
is for your services, Mr. Roethlisberger?
Thank you, Jacoby.
So, like,
who wants him?
Yeah,
at this point, Jacoby, it's weakened at Bernie's. If you bring him in here, you might as well have got Bernie up in there. You have to hold him up at this point.
But who wants
the
to pay
Bernie,
Ben
by
Roethlisberger
way, my go-to
$20 million to play quarterback? It's like, really? What fan base is going to be excited about Ben Roethlisberger signing?
You. That
is.
Thank you.
I love
you know
that,
the high man video. The high video can be thank Byron you Leftwich when he tore his ACL and they had to carry him in at Marshall. That's what it's going to be like. You're just going to have to just carry him to the line of scrimmage.
Would you rather have Byron Leftwich at quarterback or Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback next season?
Byron Leftwich with a bad ACL.
Yeah.
Take Ben.
Yeah, probably.
Neither one of them can move.
I'd like to watch Byron Leftwich more. Yes. I'd like to see what that's like. I kind of know what the Ben Roethlisberger experience would be like. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'd rather have Geno
Smith. Minus 42 point difference. Geno Smith. But I just want to say a shout out to Geno Smith because he got punched in the face by a teammate. And we've come so far where we don't even bring that up. Like, I feel like I brought it up just now as an example of me proving that I'm an exception to the rule. But it's remarkable.
We've come so far, we don't bring up the thing that I just brought up. We've come so far as a society that no one even mentions the thing that I just mentioned and reminded you of. That's how far we've come as a society. That's how we've evolved as a species and really just as a true media, you know, extension.
As a true media.
True.
That's right.
Yeah, but he did get punched in the face. Yeah.
By the way, we just gave you 10 minutes on a Thursday night football game that no one even knew was happening or is going to watch. Oh. You're welcome, Alabaster King.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But that's it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
I did so much for you.
Before we move on, I have a request. Can you guys please tweet out the show link as we're
talking to viewers?
Yep.
That's
here we are, cravenly.
That's not part of my
conversation. Did you at me already? Can I just retweet it? There it is. Hey guys, tune in right now.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're putting music on under this. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm usually okay with this. I know. But I failed today. Right. God, why did it get louder? What's happening?
Ooh. Wow.
Retweet. There you go.
Oh, while I also tweet this out, reminder to everybody who's already watching. If you tweet us at Debatable, we will probably reference the thing that you sent us. And we will declare whether it is a good tweet or a bad tweet at the end of the show. So,
great segment, Pablo.
You're part of this family.
That's the segment that you just developed. We'll declare whether it's a good tweet or a bad tweet.
Declare.
Well, we stole it. We stole it from Succession. Also, we ripped it off.
Yeah, exactly.
So, none of this is original.
Rewatch Succession tonight instead of the Steelers Vikings game.
Right.
As you should. I think spoiler alert still applies for this week's episode.
It does, and I really want to talk about Roman, but we can't. So,
Lord. Just the acting, the face you have to make. Like, what's my motivation? You just did this. It's like, Emmy. Just give that man an Emmy.
Give that man an Emmy. By the way, I know we need to move on, but I will say this. Thank you for that. I just thought of a graphic for SportsCenter when we inevitably have to talk about this Thursday night football game. The Vikings get 2 minute drilled. Right? Am I right? Jacoby, you like it?
I like how Elle is workshopping sports.
Yes. She's like, oh, on my real show, if it's on television, the things with the screens, not the thing in your pocket. That real show, SportsCenter, it's been on for 40 years. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking about right now. And you guys,
I just steal.
Trying to give takes about the Steelers defense.
I steal. I only have so much brain capacity to think about and research the show. So I'm like, what did we do on Debatable today? Just throw it on SportsCenter. It's fine.
Yeah. Al, reminder, you're on a fake television show with an alabaster hand that does the job of graphics.
Fair.
So
fair.
Yeah. Yep. There it is.
There it is. All right.
Next topic. Are you surprised the Rockets decided to give James Harden a tribute video after the way he left the franchise?
Oh, so if you forgot how James Harden left the franchise, he basically became the Carmen Sandiego of strip clubs. And it was like, where's James Harden right now? I think he's with Lil Baby in Vegas. No, wait, now he's in Atlanta with another rapper whose first name is Young. It was very disrespectful to the Houston Rockets. But there was this video after all of that, despite all of that, despite all of the COVID protocol violations, being maskless at a strip club, et cetera, et cetera. He came back home and they showed him this. Do we have? Yeah. And also, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a heartfelt demonstration.
Is it?
The NBA most valuable player goes to James Harden.
Oh, they should have done some graphics where, like, the basketball lights on fire.
You mean you can do it on SportsCenter later?
Yeah, yeah, like the Nickelodeon version.
Get more slime.
Oh, he did that laser shoot out of his eye.
Oh
my
there
god!
Make sure that the city of Houston feels me, feel my energy.
Oh, see, now this is heartfelt.
Houston, please welcome home.
This man has his number literally retired in the strip club. Like, he's got a jersey in the Raptors.
Deservedly so.
See, that is what I really want to discuss, is that hand signal. I was not ready for the James Harden like heart. I wasn't ready for that. And then he put it on the heart. I was like, this is amazing. James, I didn't know James had that in his bag. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't seem to be like a big like heart guy to me. And I was really, really surprised by that. And listen, Zion Williamson is over here being like, more pictures of overweight James Harden, please.
I know.
Yes.
More pictures of overweight James Harden. Poor Zion. I feel so bad for that guy. If I had foot surgery, I would also be 330 pounds, Zion.
I love that we always ask this question. Like, we either ask, should he have gotten a video or will he get a video? How will he be received? Will they boo him? I'm like, James Harden gave the Rockets something that they had been missing since, I mean, okay, McGrady, right? Olajuwon, some relevancy. Like, of course they're going to give him a video. They also, people act like they had to go out of their way. Whoever does the highlight videos for the Rockets, I promise you that took them less than 10 minutes. I'm not kidding. Like, it didn't take very long to go to the archives and throw that together. I could have done it on my phone. So, like, let's not act like they bent over backwards to show him a video. Of course. Of course they're going to. Because if they wouldn't have, how would we have received that, fellas? Like, how would we have felt if the Rockets were just like, well, whatever, let's just act like you never existed here. Come on.
Well, there are two things to this story, I think, in terms of like, should they have done this? If I was running the Rockets, would I have done this? The one thing I consider first, Al, is what you mentioned, which is that James Harden actually, like, you know, the centerpiece of the second best team in the entire NBA, second only to the Warriors in the mid-2010s, right? Like, this was a team that should have made a finals were it not for the greatest dynasty of our time. James Harden was a multiple time MVP. He was a guy who led the league in scoring like three or four times or whatever it was.
And assists.
He deserves to get that level of respect. But the other part of the equation here is what Jacoby mentioned, which is like, it's one thing to welcome back your ex-girlfriend when she is like in the present tense at her peak. It's another thing to be like, look how good you used to look. Because James Harden right now is not looking good.
No, he's not.
Like, yeah. He is so... I've questioned, actually, what's wrong with James Harden right now?
He was 4 for 16. He was 4 for 16 in this game. Like, that's again, I bet your daughter could probably do the math. That's 25% from the field. That's not great.
She can't. That's not great.
That's not great at all. And I also want to say that perhaps Mr. Harden enjoyed his time in Houston the day and the evening before the game, because he certainly played like it. And will they give John Wall a similar video? Like, James Harden showed up to work and like mailed it in, was overweight, was in the strip clubs. And then John Wall is trying to play basketball and they will not let him. It's one of the weirdest things. Like, Eric Gordon can play, but John Wall can't play. I don't understand what's happening there, but I've never been to Dreams. But I look forward to going there and Instagram storying his jersey.
Yeah, for journalistic reasons. I mean, I first off, when I did profile James Harden when he was in Houston, he was playing in Houston. It was during the offseason at a rented house in Calabasas, because, of course, James Harden rents a house in Calabasas where, like, every, you know, Justin Bieber and the Kardashians are and all that. He had a money counter in his living room. And I was just like, I love that you just left this out while I'm here.
Wow.
But that is, yeah. Guys, like, that is how you get your jersey lifted to the rafters at Dreams, is you bring a money counter around, because you are not only a prolific customer, you're a precise one.
That's where the money resides.
Have
you guys ever had like a job where, you know, time tells a totally different story? Like, you used to work at a place and now they like try to take credit for your success, even though you know how it really happened, right? No, you know, it's so random. I can't wait to hear this story.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm not even going to flame any of my former places that I worked.
SportsCenter was nothing before you got there. No.
They're Chiron's terrible.
SportsCenter barely existed.
When I got the job at ESPN, like, I just remember, you know, the press release goes out. Like, I remember people on Facebook being like, I'll never forget sitting across from Elle at the dinner table, and she told me her dream was to work at SportsCenter. I'm like, who are you? What are you talking about? I don't even know who you are. But the best one, the peak one, and I don't even know how they remember this, but after Girl Dad, I got a tweet from Texas Roadhouse that was like, a former alum, like, we love you or something.
What?
And I was like, y'all fired me when I was 18 because I was a bartender and I gave a regular a free shot and they fired me for theft by taking. I was like, well, that's how you, like, that's the business. That's a, like, the bar business, right? Like, you give, this dude comes in here every day and spends $75. He had a drinking problem. He spends $75 at this bar every day. So why would I not, for his birthday, give him a free shot? Like, I don't, and they fired me. For his birthday, you guys. Thank you. That's a completely different story then.
I thought we were Roadhouse.
Yeah. Thank you. This is supposed to be Texas Roadhouse, right?
Texas Roadhouse.
Right. Why are we singing and dancing to Cotton Eye Joe if we're not here for a good time? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So they fired me and then,
put you into their coaching tree. Yes.
Thank you. And then 20 years later, they're like, what up?
You don't graduate from Roadhouse. You know what I mean? Like, you never graduate.
You didn't attend it.
You can take a girl out of Texas Roadhouse, but you cannot take the Texas Roadhouse out of a girl. That's a long.
Wise words.
Long, tried and true, true media statement that's been said a lot.
It's amazing.
Texas Roadhouse.
It was amazing.
Never been to a Texas Roadhouse in my life.
Their food is fantastic. Yeah, their food's good.
What are we ordering, Al? What are we ordering in Texas?
I'm not gonna lie, their food's really good. The roasted chicken. First of all, you get free rolls.
No, you don't. You're gonna get fired for taking the rolls.
Cinnamon. I know, right? They are actually free, and they get cinnamon.
Al Duggan is the Robin Hood of Texas Roadhouse.
I just pass out rolls to the people. Come by. Cinnamon butter.
Cinnamon butter.
The thing is, it's all country, like comfort food, but it's all made fresh. I sound like I work for Roadhouse. Yeah. Can you tell I opened
up one? Another tweet.
Can you tell?
I got
their food is great. And my parents tried to be mad at Texas Roadhouse after they fired their daughter, right? They're like, I can't believe they would do that. So they boycotted for a little bit. And then one day I went to their house and I saw like a box and I was like, is that Texas Roadhouse? And they were like, listen, they were so ashamed. They're like, listen, we love it. We've been a couple times. Like, it's been 5 years. We're good here, right? Like, they love it that much that they went back despite the fact that they betrayed their daughter.
God.
Wow. This was quietly.
I could have still been there.
Elle, quietly, you just cut an awesome promo for Texas Roadhouse. A real roller coaster for their marketing director being like, oh no, wait a minute.
Fired when I was 18. Fired.
Tweet this clip out. Yeah. Yeah.
James Harden should have got a video, but Texas Roadhouse should definitely get a video. Should definitely get a video.
I think James Harden may have been spending a lot of time at Texas Roadhouse.
He was definitely getting the gravy.
Here. Yeah. And by the way, there is the thing of like, you know, when you do seeing old pictures of yourself when you were in your prime. I mean, that's what James Harden must have been feeling too, right? Like, oh my Lord, I was so good. And now I think of like, yeah, I mean, this was him on the way out. When was your prime?
That's when he's in his prime
freshman year of college.
That's prime rib. That's not prime. That's prime rib. At Texas Roadhouse with extra seasoning.
Yeah. He went to prime 112.
Yeah.
A lot.
That looks more like prime 312, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I feel bad now. Now I feel bad.
It's terrible to fat shame men. Yeah, it's just
exactly.
terrible.
Like,
you know?
I look terrible.
Well, allegedly, James Harden alleged that, or these were like, or sources close to James Harden alleged that these were just like towels he was wearing underneath. Because we all do that.
My torso is constantly covered in towels underneath my uniform. That's every day. I've just got wrapped four towels around my torso before I leave the house. Just to stay insulated. But James Harden said, he had a really interesting quote earlier when they were asking him about his role. And he's like, yeah, I don't really know what my role is, or playmaking, or should I be scoring? And he was about
to say. Should I put cinnamon butter on it? Yeah, exactly.
Well done. But he was about to say it's harder without Kyrie. And he stopped himself. And I really think that there is some signed up to play with KD and Kyrie. I did not sign up to play with Bruce Brown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, there are real questions about it. So there's the physical aspect of James Harden. This is the question of why isn't he that good right now with the Brooklyn Nets? There's a physical aspect. There's the fact that all of the years of jerseys being lifted to the rafters of strip clubs, they're all catching up with him, all of which seems physiologically viable to me. But there's also the reality that, like, look, this is a guy who used to have a really strong offensive system built around him, right? Like, it's the reality that missing Kyrie, being the guy who's asked to do a lot more and differently, all of that is taking its toll too. Like, he used to be optimized for his life. He always had a role man. He always had a lob threat. He always had a great offensive coach. Not anymore, Jacoby. What do you call
it? D'Antoni was there last year. But here's one thing that happens with the discourse around this Brooklyn Nets team is we act like they're in the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference when they have the best record in the conference.
I don't know why they do this with this team.
Number one.
Like, we criticize this team all the time. It's like, what do you want to be? Number zero in the East? Like, what? I can't do any better. I am the best team in the Eastern Conference. But yet, all I hear is criticism. That's me, you know, as like the Brooklyn Net.
You know what we're doing, Jacoby? Because what we're doing now is because of these, like, we're saying that these teams are super teams, and so we're leveling the same level of expectations on them that we do in college, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you win in college, it's how you win. So we want the Nets to be murdering everyone. We want them to be on a Golden State Warriors-esque run, right? We want to see them every single night making some sort of relevant game, and we want to sit, and we're just not seeing that, and that's why. But you're right. Like, if you just pay attention to what sports media is talking about, and then you go and you actually look at the standings, it's like, oh, well, wait, what?
Six games. Yeah.
Thank you. Like, what are we talking? And there's no Kyrie, and also it's December.
The real story is the Rockets have gone on a 7-game win streak, and they're the team in NBA history to have a 15-game losing streak and a 7-game win streak. Yep, there it is. Boom.
By the
way, look at that.
I believe, Jacoby, that Kyrie Irving's latest Instagram post speaks exactly to the dynamic you've just described. Do we have that?
Oh, dude, what do you want me to
read?
What we think.
Okay, go to the other side.
And
What we are.
Oh,
bro,
Jesus.
Do you see he wants to get like a plant-based vaccine or something? I have no idea.
That's right. No, I'm sure
the impossible vaccine.
I'm sure that'll be real good.
Texas Roadhouse does not serve the plant-based vaccine. Texas Roadhouse doesn't believe in plants, actually. There's like, no, we don't have salad, vegetables. What are we talking about? The only green thing we have is Alizé in here.
Well, they have cheese, and then they just like sprinkle broccoli in it. That's the side part.
Exactly.
Beyond vaccine.
Do you follow Kyrie? Why do I not follow Kyrie Irving on Instagram? Oh, I know why.
It's great.
I can't.
Well, it's also to find out like who's liking it, and it's just like, oh, you're in here? God.
Why? I stand in judgment of you.
Yeah, why is Roger Mason liking his posts? It's weird.
What? Huh?
I sort of definitely follow Britney Spears for the same thing. I'm just sort of like, oh, like I don't know why.
I can't look away.
I feel so bad.
I'm worried about her relationship.
Me too. I'm really worried in general. Like,
Jacoby, you caught up with this? You caught up with this?
No,
do you follow Britney Spears?
Britney Spears relationship.
Her very hunky. Are they married already?
Yeah, they're married.
No, they're engaged. I thought. Are they married?
I don't know.
They're engaged.
I think they're engaged.
I feel
you would
for
have
her
heard.
Like.
Yeah.
I don't know her, but every day when I scroll through my Instagram, I'm like, oh, your kid, who cares? A selfie, a thirst trap, oh, Brittany. Literally every day, that's me. It's like, oh, Brit. I feel terrible. It's actually not funny at all. So we should just move on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Alabaster, get us out of here as I play this video of Britney Spears.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And it's just a ton of like, you know, and it's just the awkward, like she'll try on an outfit and then she'll just sort of shift side to side.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, she does like a zombie shimmy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a, yes.
It's like, and the clothes are like, it's like a zombie shimmy,
which is very different from the Bernie, although you might think it's quite descriptive in similar ways. Yeah.
Yeah, Britt. Oh, man.
Yeah, Alabaster, this is sad now.
I know. This has turned sad.
All right, we're moving on to happier things, which means it's time to play a game.
Woo!
And that game is Whodunit. We give you a quote. You guys come together and tell us Whodunit.
Chug.
All right. First one. If I'm defensive player of the year, I'm always guarding the best player, no matter what. I'm not roaming. You got Gobert out there guarding Jared Vanderbilt. Every time I hear he's defensive player of the year. So, whatever.
That has to be Draymond.
Anthony Edwards, Beverly, Draymond, or Barkley.
Draymond is so good at campaigning for defensive player of the year without campaigning for defensive player of the year.
Fair.
So, and I don't think he would start this early. I'm going
Pat Bev?
The whatever at the end makes me think that it's Anthony Edwards. I like the finish. Yeah. I really stuck the landing with that quote. You could have easily put that in the quote panel, but I like that it's in there anyways. I'm going
Anthony Edwards is the best quote in the NBA right now. I do think it's viable to consider that Draymond Green would be benefiting from this quote, but I love the idea that Anthony Edwards is just flaming people without anything resembling self-interest. So I'm inclined to go that way.
Can I throw this in there, though? It sort of looks like at the end they just sort of ramble and forget what they were going to say. And that doesn't that sound like Chuck? Doesn't that sound like Chuck a little bit,
it does.
Right?
Yeah.
It does.
Right?
All of these theories are compliments to the people we're describing and viable theories. So,
who are we going with, guys?
Somewhere, Jared Vanderbilt's catching Destray here. Like, he's
I know.
No, that's why it's not Chuck, because no. Chuck has no
Chuck
idea.
Chuck doesn't know who Jared Vanderbilt is.
He doesn't know
who
Anthony Edwards
is.
He
has no idea who Jared Vanderbilt is. None. It cannot be Chuck.
Alabaster.
I'm going in.
Yep.
you know, if I'm defensive player of the year, I'm always going.
It's Batman!
I'm not wrong. You know, you got Rudy Gobert.
Batman has always been good at this.
You know, and you're talking about he's a defensive player of the year, so whatever.
Duh, man. You guys, of course. Pat Bev always
totally
gives
overlooked.
Great. Yeah, we overlooked Pat Bev.
Patrick Beverly was like commentating on the draft out of the Seaport in New York, where we do TV stuff. And I just remember being in a conference room with him. I was just there like incidentally. And he just looks at the TV and yells, "I don't know who any of these people are." And I was like, I love Patrick Beverly. Like the honesty, the sheer honesty.
Well, he was watching a Bollywood film. He was watching a Bollywood film. Okay.
So like, there are 1,000 people in it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, he doesn't know who these people are. Shout out to Pat Bev. My Pat Bev story is that one time for the jump, they were making people say it's a make or miss league. So they're like, "Hey, Pat, like, can you just look at the camera and say it's a make or miss league?" He's like, "No, I'm not saying that." I was like, "I love this." Refused. He's like, "I don't believe that. I'm not saying it. Man,
I will not."
And the man of standards.
Oh my God, that reminds me of this time I was doing radio and we had DMX on, and you know how you Jacoby Pablo in radio where you hand him a sheet to read for drops, right? Like, "Yo, this is DMX and you're listening to L Duncan on the whatever." So we hand him this sheet to do for drops, which he had already agreed to do, and he starts to read. He's like, "Yo, what the is this? And he starts getting all mad and he's like waving the sheet. And we were like, "What?" And he was like, "This says Little X. I ain't no mother Little X." My intern had typed capital D, capital M, lowercase x.
Oh,
and he lost it.
Little
he lost
x.
It. A little x. He refused to read the drop because there was a lowercase x. And I was like, "Well, can you just, I mean, it's just your voice. So can you just like read it? Is that, can you just like read
still
it?
A, still an X.
Big
I'm
X.
Not re- I'm not
big
reading it.
Love it.
Oh, he refused to read it, you guys. I'm not
I
reading
love
it. I ain't no little X. You fixed it. You want me to do your drop?" So I was like, "All right." So my intern literally had to go retype it, print it. And we're awkwardly sitting there as she's like retyping it and printing it. And he's just
the
like,
printer's
mad.
Out of, printer
he's
has
so
a jam.
Mad.
Needs to
oh,
switch
he's
the
mad.
Ink.
Yeah, that's like, exactly. Yeah. There's a printer jam. The cops are pissed because where our radio station was, he is literally blocking with all the Rough Riders who also showed up. He is blocking the main thoroughfare of Peachtree Road in Atlanta. Like that is the main road in Atlanta. And they were, so the cops are mad and they're trying to make him come and he's like, "Fix it." And so she prints it and he's like, "This is much better." And he reads all of the stuff and then he just like throws the paper and walks out. I was like, that was insane and awesome all at once. So there it is. Rest in peace, X. Love it.
Yeah. Rest
a
in
one
peace.
Of one.
Capital.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I just love the idea of, guys, go to landscape mode. We need to fit the biggest X possible onto this piece of paper.
I ain't no little X. He was so mad. Oh, it was incredible.
Oh, I miss that man. Today more than ever, Al Duncan. I don't know how we got to DMX off of this topic, but Alabaster, you're welcome.
It's the beauty of debatable.
Yeah. All right, we actually have another quote from that game. Important to note that the Jazz actually beat the Timberwolves by 32. And this is a bonus quote from that game. "I don't know why we couldn't finish on Rudy Gobert. He doesn't put any fear in my heart. I don't know why." And your choices are Anthony Edwards, Patrick Beverley, Karl Towns, or Jared Vanderbilt.
Wait a minute. Why did you paraphrase there, Alabaster King? You feel uncomfortable actually using the real quote? I want to hear you actually say what he said, Charlie.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Come on. No little X.
No fear
Travis.
In my heart.
What?
"You don't put no fear in my heart."
Well said.
I like that. "I don't know why." He's like, "I don't know why." He's tall. He's good at basketball. I'm just not scared of him. Maybe it's the French. I think this is Anthony Edwards. I just want everything to be Anthony Edwards. I want Anthony Edwards to be the founder of True Media and also be Alabaster.
Anthony Edwards, L, let's try it. Final answer?
Right. Yeah, sure.
I don't care why we could finish on Rudy.
Finally.
Don't put no fear in my heart. I mean, yeah, I don't know why.
I love that he also said, "Go Bert."
Go Bert. Go Bert. To say, he called him Go-Gurt.
Go-Gurt.
Go-Gurt. Well, as parents, we know Go-Gurt are very, very valuable. Very valuable.
They're like, "Yo, he's as soft as yogurt."
Yo, super disrespectful on all levels. And that's why Anthony Edwards does remain, I think, the best quote in the NBA. Wait, also easy. Saying this, Kristaps Porzingis is the NBA's best rim protector. Quote, wow. Anytime I go against Porzingis, I don't get no layups. Great. Yeah, I'm going to disagree with the best quote in the NBA on that one.
So. Just because you don't have personal success doesn't mean he just like shuts everyone down. That's not how that works at all.
Anthony Edwards is such a gem. He is such a gem.
He's like, amazing.
Gobert, never heard of him. Guy does not scare me whatsoever. But Porzingis, woof.
That guy.
I've never
By the way,
on Porzingis.
I don't remember when it was that Patrick Beverley yelled, I don't know who any of these people are, but it may well have been the year when Anthony Edwards got drafted number one, because who the hell was Anthony Edwards coming out of Georgia at that time? Yeah. But in every way, he has been incredible. In every way. I just want more and more of, yeah, clearly the truest true media member there is, Anthony Edwards, Alabaster.
Just maybe on that one of those teams that we talked about where people forget it's a team and stuff.
Yeah, that would be more helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we knew that this game had occurred, that would be good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think people forget more, the Kings or the T-Wolves?
Kings. Ooh. Kings barely exist.
Kings, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
The Timberwolves actually have like a nice little nucleus, and Anthony Edwards.
They do. They've got people. Yeah, they got
Carl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo, and obviously Jared Vanderbilt.
Obviously Jared Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. Google what Jared Vanderbilt looks like real quick.
Hold on. Having a nice little season.
Anything.
Yep. Having a nice little
season. Yep, never have seen this.
I was going to say, if he walked, I wouldn't be able to spot him.
Garrison Matthews' big game yesterday for the Rockets. I was like, Garrison Matthews is a person. Like a real person.
Garrison Hurst is playing for the Rockets?
Yes, yeah. Yes, I'm like, I don't know.
Garrison Matthews.
Wow, Garrison Matthews. Also, did not. I guess I should have guessed that a person named, well, Garrison Hurst is black.
Oh,
Garrison
no, we're in trouble.
Matthews is white. Alabaster, what?
I think it's worth noting that Garrison Matthews' nickname online is Gary Bird.
Oh my God.
Gary Bird. There it is.
Of course it is.
Oh, Garrison Bird. Okay. G League. That's why. Mm.
He had like 18 points yesterday for the Rockets and John Wall.
Went to Lipscomb. Oh, cool.
Lipscomb.
Oh, he's from Franklin, Tennessee, so basically Nashville, just the even richer part. Cool.
Shout out to
I know a lot about this kid. Yeah, shout out, Garrison.
Yeah, he's got a lot.
Nice to meet you.
It's good to meet you on Debatable.
Nice to meet you, Gary.
All right, we got another NBA quote. All right. There are 7,753,000,000 people on Earth. 7,529,999,999 of them can't guard me.
Well done, Charlie, on saying that. Wow. Good job.
No commas either.
That was great.
Alabaster. Great job. Great job. True media.
He wrote that out, right?
I know who said that, so I'm not going to spoil it. Okay. But
no, I do too.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't.
I did see this one. Okay, Al, who do you think it is?
I don't know. I mean,
it should
you
be
know.
Nick Young, but it's not.
I was going to say Swaggy yes. P has the bravado to say something stupid like that. I don't know why J.R. Smith would be talking.
Are there that like many something... people on Earth? Did he like? What research did he put in?
Yeah,
this?
Did he Google?
And, it feels who's like the one person that can guard him? Like, I've so many follow-up questions about this. And why didn't he use commas? Are there about 8 billion? 8 billion seems about around, you know, Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, he missed.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah, unfortunately, the person who said this quote didn't do the math as well as Alabaster. Clearly, was able to do it because. The point is, it's Michael Beasley.
I was just about to say it's Michael Beasley.
Super cool Beasley.
Yeah.
Michael Beasley. Yeah. Coming out of college, you could have told me that he was going to be the greatest player of all time. So I guess he's the one person that can't guard him. I guess that's what he's saying. I think he's including himself, but he subtracts that one.
Oh.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, no, see, this is the point that Alabaster is driving at here, right? Like, he forgot a decimal point, and so actually it's close to the population
223
of what used
million
to be the United
people.
States of America maybe a couple decades ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cannot guard. Which is, by the way, not entirely surprising because I once saw Michael Beasley in Midtown Manhattan sitting on like one of those outdoor things, and he was wearing a wristwatch on his ankle. So,
you took a picture of him, didn't you?
Yeah,
this is very controversial.
I creep shotted Michael Beasley. I'm sorry, Michael Beasley.
Very controversial.
You,
I remember
you wore
this
a watch
post.
On your ankle. Yeah.
First of all, watching your ankle is brilliant. And also, I like you said, he's in Midtown Manhattan sitting on one of those outdoor things. I have no idea what you're talking about. A bench?
Yeah.
Like a lawn?
Bench.
A person?
Like a thing that's
what
like...
what's an outdoor
like
thing?
Not on the edge of a fountain, but also like not a curb. A I don't structure? Know. I'm really struggling with my words today. But, you know, one of those outdoor things, like a bench.
Okay.
Kind of like a bench, but like part of a building. Yeah. Alabaster?
Okay, moving on. Okay, it is. Whenever Dan Campbell stood in front of the team and talked, you're ready to just storm out of that meeting and punch a guy in the face for no reason. Dan is awesome. And your
Dan Campbell's mom?
Ryan Tannehill, Jared Cook, Teddy Two Gloves, or Drew Brees?
So where was Dan Campbell before
Miami, right? Wasn't he in Miami?
Yep.
Why am I trying to figure this out, like, logically? Going Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, going Tannehill then.
Good. Yeah, I like it.
And Ryan Tannehill sounds like he would say something dumb like that because no one actually believes. Like, Ryan Tannehill maybe is moved by Dan Campbell's words, but there's no chance anyone else.
Punching a person in the face for no reason.
You're going to bite your knee? You're going to bite your ankle?
Well, the knee in particular is a difficult part of the body because I feel like you have to slow roast that. You know what I mean? A lot of ligaments. I would go for many other pieces of the human body.
The jugular. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously,
also punching
the
someone in the face for no reason is really rude. Like, and, if I was just like drinking a cup of coffee walking down the street and Tannehill punched me in the face, I'd be very upset.
Whenever he stood in front of the team.
You're cannibalizing
something. Oh!
You know, it's Teddy. Of course it's Teddy.
Storm out of that meeting and punch a guy in the face for no reason, you know. But Dan is awesome, man.
Was he in Minnesota? Carolina? Yeah, where did Teddy work
right,
with him?
Right. Where did Teddy Bridgewater encounter? Oh yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like the idea that he just said he didn't say like in a meeting. He's like whenever he talked in front of the team, like wherever we were on the plane, we were at dinner, just not even like in a professional setting. Just driving a car in the back of an Uber, he's just motivating all the time, motivating you to punch things.
Yeah, if I needed another reminder that I am not like wired to be a football player, it would be the fact that this guy doesn't sound like a person who is awesome. This guy sounds like a person that I'd want to be far away from pretty much all the time.
Yeah. So especially how he says it. Can I say it in the way he says it with the quote?
Yeah.
All right, when you knock us down, all right, we're going to bite a kneecap, okay, right off. And then on the way up, all right, we're going to take your other kneecap, okay? When you think we're dead, all right, we're just going to keep coming at you. It's like the way he says it is so disingenuous.
L, that performance just... reminded me why you are one of the proudest alumni of the Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, Dan Campbell eats three meals a day at Texas Roadhouse and then 100%. Eats a piece of the table. Yeah,
The guy that's like, 100%. Yeah. And he like calls the waitress over and is super aggressive when he talks about how much he likes the meal. You know how like when you're waiting tables, I used to wait.
He's just frisky, El.
Yeah,
just
it's frisky. Like, it's like, okay, you know, they're just like, I need to tell you something.
Yeah, he yelled at with compliments.
Biscuits I've ever had. It's like, oh my God, sir. Okay, like, you don't have to be.
Tables. Why am I scared of you?
He's like banging the table.
I always think about this quote in a purely logistical sense. Like, all right, first of all, you're wearing a face mask, right? You're on the way down. You're gonna bite a kneecap like while you're falling, and then when you get up, you're gonna bite the other kneecap while face masked. And also, if someone's biting at my kneecaps, I'd just be like slightly perturbed.
Annoying.
I wouldn't be wounded. I'd just be like, what are
they're getting boned.
I might knee them, actually. Yeah.
It reminds me more of like a dog that's really excited to see you than like a football player who's going to keep coming after you.
Right. You know? I'm like, Dan, everybody knows you just got to go for the Achilles. If you just rip it, right? Get that tendon. Yeah. If you just rip it, they can't go anywhere.
The
can't
face
walk.
Mask is there and the mouth guard. There's so many. High barriers of entry.
Jacoby wants him to addend it and be like, "All right, you're gonna knock us down. All right,
take off my helmet.
We're gonna get the flag. But on the way, I'm gonna
try to bite your kneecap, and then I'm gonna go and resort to biting your butt because I realize that your butt's way better to chomp on than your kneecap.
Yeah.
And no one wants to admit that.
Dan Campbell.
Alabaster. Before we talk more about bottom feeding, please get us out of here.
Okay, guys, it's time for another game.
Great. Oh, same music?
Is one of the chances.
There it is.
You tell us the chances.
All right, two pieces of music. Great producing, Alabaster.
Thank you. First one. What are the chances Sam Kerr deserved this yellow card?
Okay.
We don't own the rights, so there's just photos.
I'm like waiting for it. I'm like,
okay, let me tell you what happens with this.
A
drunk person just runs on the field fully clothed, not naked, so it's not streaking. And then they run around a little bit. They're like live streaming it. And then Sam Kerr, not Steve Kerr, Sam Kerr, soccer player, a nice little shoulder shiver, took this young man out. It was a nice. It was a good.
Oh,
it was a really
that's
nice
a before and
pop.
After here. That's exactly. A before and after. Yep. Wow.
Great prep for the show, guys.
I feel like if someone storms any given field in a like non-victorious kind of fashion, it should be the Purge. Like, yes. Everything's on the table. Like, nothing you do should be held against you in a court of sports law. There should have been no penalty. The answer is 0%, of course.
Yeah, 0%.
Honestly, I mean, you lost me at soccer, and then you really lost me when you didn't show a video. I mean...
And he said, we don't have the rights. Like, who's going to sue us?
I'm going to have to go not applicable here because I don't – it's like my brain doesn't really compute soccer stuff unless I can actually visually see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
we don't have
visual
the
learning.
Rights. Live a little, Alabaster. Yeah. Live a little. You're not going to get sued.
Yeah.
Just run the
exactly.
video.
Exactly. Just, you know? Yeah. Can you run it off your phone? You didn't technically run it.
You don't have the rights to Kyrie Irving's Instagram post either. You don't have
guys,
the rights
no.
to my
don't,
name.
Don't you
like
see
–
Don't you see? They're doing the push-in effect in Microsoft PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. So that is very much like a video.
Yeah.
If you just look closely
it.
Enough.
Yeah. Do a flip-a-gram next time.
Maybe.
Can we do a flip-a-gram?
Kid stays in the picture style, like foreground background next time.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, now we're going to yell that again.
Okay, yeah, what?
Guys, we are a YouTube show. I do not have the clout or the social currency to take the risk of showing that video.
Fair. Can you act it out, or it's fine?
Yeah, can we use your fingers to act it out? Maybe like if one pair of fingers is Sam Curry and the other one is the
streaker
person storming the field. Yeah, can you do that?
So he runs out.
But I completely agree with you, Pablo, that all sort of morality questions are out of the window if someone runs onto a field.
Yes,
especially if they're like doing it for the gram and.
Which he was.
The Kissing
apparently.
Bandit. Are you guys too young for the Kissing Bandit?
Oh, Morgana?
Morgana, the Kissing Bandit. She would run onto baseball games and just
you don't
somebody
know Morgana?
A smooch. That was one of the. L, you have no idea about Morgana, do you?
Oh, Morgana was like very, very top heavy, I believe. Zoftig is another synonym, maybe, a euphemism for that.
Frisky.
And so she would just run onto the field. Yes, that too. And they would welcome her as she smooched them.
She would kiss like the second baseman on the cheek and then run off. It was one of the weirder phenomenon in sports. And if it would have happened today, she would be like probably hosting First Take.
It's like the dude from Fifth. It's like the dude from Family Feud who used to like sexually harass all the women that came on it, but everyone was cool with it because it was the 70s. That guy, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He would literally allegedly. Like kiss them. He would kiss them on television. He'd be like, like part of it was like if you want to call
very
Family
Dan
Feud,
Campbell.
You got to make out with the host.
That's Dan Campbell. That was you still having you cross streams between the Dan Campbell and the aggressive sexual harasser. We're gonna get
fired. Could you imagine if that's Dan Campbell? He's like, all right, you're gonna come on the show. All right, we're gonna line you up. Okay, I'm gonna come down and I'm gonna kiss you. All right, and
good
if
answer.
You force me away from good you, answer. I'm still gonna kiss you, and I'm gonna keep coming back and kissing you, whether you like it or not. It's like, oh my god, dude, he would just kiss everyone. You don't remember this dude? He's like an old guy. I don't remember his name at all. And he was the guy that hosted Family Feud before the guy that we all know, you know, the one
Bob
before Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Jesus, it's all like just.
Oh, Steve Harvey.
But yeah, but
still.
He's.
Steve Harvey.
Richard Dawson?
Richard Dawson!
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, he would kiss him. He would, like, yeah, he would. Yes, he would make out with all
the
women.
Oh, whoa! I just Google imaged a Family Feud kissing guy to get that answer, by the way. Full disclosure here, True Media, transparency.
Yep.
So many screenshots of him just mouth to mouth. Oh. Blah, 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 as Eldon.
Yeah, yeah. It was not even. It wasn't sweet kisses on the cheek or like he would go in for like a kiss. Like you'd have to kiss him if you were a woman on that show.
Wow.
Yep.
Pretty awful, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think they show those
one Family
anymore.
Feud. No big deal. Lightning round.
How much you want this $500?
Yeah.
You don't have to. I don't know why I just made Richard Dawson like a creepy dude from Deliverance.
You just did like a Brian Kelly. You just did like a Brian Kelly on Richard Dawson.
My family.
My family down
love
here.
Love to
Louisiana.
Kiss my family.
Family
well,
feud.
Now that's Tom Brady. Alabaster.
Get us out of here.
Oh, God.
My family.
Okay, guys, it's time. For some bonus topics.
Played a game.
Sort of a game. All right, the first one comes from Pablo's Jeans, who said, Pablo's Jeans thinks True Media is fake news.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
My Jeans do have questions about the MSM.
All right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Pablo, is there a Twitter account that just tracks your jeans?
Yeah.
Is
apparently.
There
Yeah.
See, mine would just say unwatched the last 6 months. That's what mine would say.
Yo, I also don't wash.
That's what they say. So somebody, all I need to hear once, someone's like, "Oh yeah, well, with high quality denim, you're not supposed to wash it." That's all I need to hear. I was like, "Say no more, dog."
I just walked into this. I realized this
wardrobe lady come to my house once a few years back, and she's like talking, and Omar sort of like milling around, but you know, pretending like he's not paying attention, and then she says. And you know what, sweetie, when it comes to your, she says, when it comes to your jeans, and you know what, heck, even your undies and your bra, you don't really have to wash those. You just want to take a little peppermint soap to the crotch. And wait a minute, as quickly as she says that, I see Omar's head just like poke back in. And he was like, the hell, you ain't going to wash your jeans and panties. And so she leaves and he leaves. She leaves and I was like, so what'd you think about the wardrobe lady? Like, you know, we're deciding if I wanted to hire her to help me, you know, get some clothes and stuff for TV. And he was like, that dirty lady said, don't wash your panties and don't wash your jeans. So no, we won't be hiring her. Yes. She says, don't wash your jeans to just scrub the crotch with peppermint soap. And then she says, when you're taking a shower, just toss your undies in the shower and let the water sort of wash them with the soap from your body. I was like, that is all dirty. What are you talking about? And she said that will preserve your undies. And I was like, these are from Victoria's Secret. They're like $6 for like 37 pairs. I don't need to preserve them that much. Who cares if they disintegrate? What is happening?
I have so many questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you
stand
in the shower?
Peppermint.
Do you wear the underwear in the
peppermint
soap?
She said peppermint soap. She said
like never
throw
yourself.
Just throw the
peppermint
soap. No, you just
soap?
Take a shower, throw your undies in the bottom of the tub, let the soap sort of run over them, and then you hang dry them.
Okay. Well, they told me at a fancy jeans place once, like, listen, if you want to get the bacteria off them, you can just freeze them. Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like,
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's like, if I come over your house and you've got jeans in your freezer, I'm running out of the door so fast.
So fast.
I'm like, I don't know if there's a leg in there. I don't know what's happening, but I am gone.
Is he Dahmer? Right? Ew.
Gone.
Oh,
you have
Lord.
Jeans in your freezer.
I've never heard of this.
Yes.
Freeze your jeans. Wow.
Yeah, somehow freezing jeans creepier than finding frozen actual jeans, like eggs in your freezer in the power rankings of let's get out of here, Alabaster. I'm sorry.
Just heat checking.
I know.
Pablo, tough day for you for the fans. This one comes from our friend, Long Live the
Always
Queen,
a tough
who said
day for the fans.
Pablo in his prime versus Pablo after he became a sellout.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out to me. Shout out to me, that's what I am inside and also was for like, 20 of my 36 years.
Yeah.
Basically
well,
Harry Potter.
That picture on the right
Hold
is
up.
Giving big like,
Hold up.
I'm not
You're
a 36? Police officer, but I want to be energy.
You're
it's
36
weird.
Human years old?
Wait, no, no. For that's fake news. For personal career reasons, I am 29.
Okay. That's okay, right. good. Gen Z.
Yeah, I'm not secretly almost middle-aged. No, I am absolutely a Gen Z. I know TikTok. I know all of the dances, as per demonstration.
We're going to get it. I knew we were going to get it.
Yeah. There it is. Alabaster, can you put that other picture back up of Pablo?
We don't need to do that.
Yeah, no, you know, the one where he looks like he wants to be a security guard. If you're giving me big stand your ground energy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting big, like I'm getting big Christmas card holding a gun energy here from the right.
Yeah.
Pop, right? You know?
Yeah. No, it's big. Don't wash my jeans or my legs energy.
Right.
That I mentioned
Jesus
it.
Made
yeah.
guns and guns is all right with me.
Welcome to the Texas Roadhouse. How can I help you?
Here's a biscuit.
Guys, the cinnamon butter is incredible. Oh, I do want to confess that. I agree. Oh, Jesus. Alabaster, how satisfied are you with how we analyze sports today? Just a real true media level of transparency here.
Yeah.
At the end.
8.
This was the best show ever.
8 out of 100. That's what he left it there. He's like 7 out of 100.
No,
seven.
Don't guys, don't question the compliment. That. Just take it. It's better that way. I've learned that.
Thanks.
Just internalize it. And
Thank
you know what? Ride that
Alabaster,
wave into
what's your
an incredible
get to the to that
sports center Chiron.
In the words of James Harden, you guys. Love you.
The words.
I mean, this.
You got a very realistic pulse.
When I see you guys do that, it makes me want
to
do.
Give me a kiss.